from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Baseball coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and will still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon using their savings calculator to find out how much at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's go back to the phones.
Here is Bill in Mount Lebanon.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, guys. I just want to talk about the Pirates and with if Bob Nutting decides to stand pat and not trading anyone. I think he's doing a great job, fantastic job, really, because when you look at the New York Mets, they're, what, 55-50, and the Pirates are 53-52. The Mets have a $300 million payroll, and the Pirates have, what, an $85 million payroll. I think that's
yeah, but you shouldn't defend that as the reason they're doing well. That's not, to me, that's not good enough. It's about trying to becoming a playoff team and doing what it takes to get there. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with money either.
Well, I'm 70 years old, and I remember in the 60s. I'm going before you guys are probably even born. The 65 Dodgers had their home run hitter had 12 home runs. I think it was Ron Fairley, and 70 RBIs. That they did have Koufax and Drysdale. And if these guys can play defense and do what the Dodgers, they steal a lot. They run around. They've had the speed. But I think the problem here is with the Pirates. The minor league system, because I compare them with the St. Louis Cardinals. City-wise, we're not that far apart, but the Cardinals are always there. And Branch Rickey was the big guy that played into the minor league system, because when these guys come up, they come knowing, not come learning. And when not a lot of times when you see a fly ball going out there, when you have the center fielder going out and the right fielder line, they look like they're going to collide with one another. And how many third strikes have you seen that they've taken? You knew that in Little League. If it's close to the plate, you're going to swing. But that's where I think the minor league system is the key. And for these long-term contracts with the Pirates on them for, what is it, 6 years or 7 years? And then you figure by them, when they come back for that second contract, how well is the arm going to be? How good is that going to be when they're with the schemes are throwing 100 miles an hour? Can he maintain this for the next 5-6 years? I really hope so, because I love the guy. I think he's great. But you see how when these pitchers with these elbows – Look how they come off.
So what is your overall point here? I'm trying to follow it, but what is your overall point?
They have a chance to take it. They have a chance to get the wild card. And they're, what, 7 games behind Milwaukee. And they talked about this Jazz guy that went to the Yankees. He had, what, 13 home runs?
How many does Michael A. Taylor have?
I don't know how many. I don't follow them that closely.
I'm just saying, like, in other words, again, so you don't think they should make any moves to get better?
No. No, I think as long as they have the pitching and they can play the defense, they're in it. They have a chance.
Well, they have the pitching. Their defense, not so much, but they have the pitching, and they're still out of the picture.
And more importantly, it's only going to get worse because if you have Nick Gonzalez hurt, and I mean, I don't understand. We're asking, this is the thing, Bob, and this is how this conversation always goes. We're not asking the Pirates to go out and sign Vladimir Guerrero or trade for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Although I wouldn't be against that.
Well, of course, but you know what I'm saying? We're not asking them to make that kind of move. This Jazz Chisholm guy. Well, let's see. Where would Jazz Chisholm rank among the Pirates outfielders? Would you rather have... Let me ask you. Let's do yes and no again, Austin, because if you and I do... Let's do yes and no real quickly, right? Would you rather have Jazz Chisholm or Jack Suwinski, who they just sent to AAA because he was so bad?
I'd go Jazz Chisholm. Who would you rather have? Jazz Chisholm, yes.
Okay. Would you rather have Jazz Chisholm or Connor Joe?
Jazz Chisholm by a mile.
Okay. Would you rather have Jazz Chisholm or Edward Olivares, who was so bad he's still in AAA?
I haven't heard any good things about what he's doing in AAA. Jazz Chisholm again.
Okay. Jazz Chisholm or Michael A. Taylor?
Easy. Give me the Jazz.
Okay. G1 Bay or Jazz Chisholm?
Jazz Chisholm once again.
Okay. So in other words, Palacios even.
Yeah, Palacios is not anything more than a fourth outfielder
for
me.
So in other words, I just named every possible person that Derek Shelton could put in the outfield, not named Brian Reynolds. Why would you not want a deal for a guy, this Jazz Chisholm guy? I mean, come on. This is what I'm talking about. But the guys like that guy that was just on the phone, that's why Nutting can and Charrington and company can get away with what they get away with. Because there's way too many of those people who, the Mets have a big payroll and the Pirates are only a couple games behind them. They must be doing something.
Yeah, they're just content. You know, just content with the current thing that is. And not wanting to go the extra mile.
No, they're selling hope.
Yeah.
And hope is hope. But, you know, you got to go beyond that. Every prospect is hopeful. Every person who they bring in has hope to develop. And they throw that at you a lot. And it's not just them. It's all these analytics people who talk about this, that, and the other thing. I like analytics in its proper context. But when things don't work out and you clearly need offense, I don't care what analytics say about somebody's – you go out and get guys who have proven something.
Where's the urgency, Bob? Again, it's non-existent, and it seems like it's been that way ever since the Archer trade went down.
And Charrington made it sound like there's no urgency yesterday. And that's the thing that – you know, we had chances, we just couldn't make the trade. Well, why couldn't you? If that's your answer, then you need more of an explanation. Tell me what you were willing to give up. You know, I know they never do that, but that's part of the problem. No one knows anything specific, and sometimes information is fed to the media to make it look like, oh, we're active. Oh, we have this. We turned this down. Oh, we could have done that. It wasn't. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know what to believe anymore. And so all I can judge is what they do or don't do. And right now, they're not doing anything.
Bad weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's great Chevy summer drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 87 today with sunny skies. Again, you're right. They're selling hope. But they've been selling hope for how long?
Hope should be only allowed to exist until you get into the season. Hope could be in February, March. You get into the season and you start seeing results. And if the results aren't good, then hope diminishes.
Again, hope is not a method. Period. It's not a method. And I'm not really one of these guys. Again, they give the Pirates a pass by saying, well, the Pirates can't go spend like the Yankees. Bob, all the years that you've done shows with me, have you and I ever talked about them having a $220 million payroll? Or have we talked about them just doing better than they're doing?
Yeah, just trying to be better.
Doing better than they're doing.
And you know, in baseball, once you get in, you never know. The pitching can take you in areas that, you know, you may. And again, next year could be totally different. You may not have a position to be close to at this juncture of the season. Because there are so many teams that fall into this average category, the opportunities are there. And right. I don't think it's too much to ask that you do something to try to get that and worry about the future tomorrow, not now.
Right. It's just one of those things. And in this case, it's not like, again, we're not sitting here saying that they need to go make a trade for, you know, Vlad Jr. or one of those guys like that. There are a number of players that you can get at a reasonable cost that are going to be an upgrade over that black hole of outfielders I just read off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.